Jeb Hedgecock didn't set out to devote his senior year at UNC Asheville to someone else's sculptural project. But when that someone else is the acclaimed conceptual artist Mel Chin, Hedgecock figured he might learn more by helping a master realize his vision.
It's a completely different thing investing yourself into something you want to do and something you don't necessarily want to do but need to.
About 15 students and faculty from the university's STEAM studio, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, are helping Chin create a giant sculpture designed for the heart of New York City's Times Square. The sculpture features a rendering, largely in wood, of the 19th century Swedish opera singer Jenny Lind. She sits at the stern of a life-size replica of the hull of a ship used to transport slaves. Chin says there are several layers to both his concept and the meanings beneath them.
It's probably about relationships we have to history. It's almost an obligation to understand our relationships with our environment now, and the opportunity to project what things could be like far in the future if we are not engaged.
It takes time and historical context to see and understand the social, political, and environmental concerns Chin bakes into much of his work. And because he works in an array of mediums, from sculpture to film to digital collaborations, it's impossible to paint him into a corner. Major art centers throughout and beyond the U.S. have presented him for more than 30 years. For the past quarter century, Chin has lived in Egypt Township, north of Asheville, on the North Carolina border with Tennessee. But until this past year, he's had little interaction with the art or academic communities in Asheville.
The place is like a wannabe witness protection program. It's far away from a lot of people, and I think I wanted that solitude to exercise ideas that are very far-ranging and very expansive. This has been a real kind of yes town. I've avoided it mostly except going to the airport, but now I know I should have been engaged a lot sooner.
That awareness stems from Chin's year as a Black Mountain College Legacy Fellow and his year-long work with UNC Asheville's STEAM program. Hedgecock is a sculpture student who took on the responsibility of making Chin's sculpture look as the artist intended. That involved working with 8 engineering students to pull off the mechanics of a 26-feet-tall Jenny Lind that can move and breathe. In one instance, Chin grudgingly settled on using foam and fiberglass when engineers told him the motors he could afford wouldn't work with heavier wood.
There are a lot of problems that Mel doesn't know how to solve. And so, without creative license from the individual team members, we couldn't solve them at all.
STEAM engineering students work on a wide range of projects, from designing boxes to remote-controlled forklifts for aircraft carriers. Sarah Sanders is director of the STEAM studio and project manager for the collaboration with Chin. She also has the digits of pi running about 10 decimals deep along her right forearm. Sandra said this project is unique in its public exposure and the opportunity to work with an experienced, celebrated artist.
It's not very common that senior engineering projects at an undergraduate level get this type of exposure. It's a brand new system for the students to develop, and it's a really phenomenal experience for them working with an artist. That's not something that they will see in industry. They get to be creative, they get to exercise their analytical skills along with their problem solving and hands-on real-world skills.
Chin said working on his project provided the students with what he called reality therapy as opposed to learning through lectures. He said it also broke new ground for him.
What happens when you work with people? It's not a compromise. It becomes an opportunity for maybe even a third level of engagement. You have to see it almost toward the other end of it and not be the artist and not be so dogmatic about a vision, or your vision won't improve.
About 15 students and staff from the STEAM studio are headed to New York to install the sculpture, which will be on view beginning July 11th at Broadway and 7th Avenues in Times Square. The sculpture is part of a 40-year survey of Chin's work called All Over the Place, opening April 8th at New York's Queens Museum. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.